Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.5.
Do we have any crazy though?
107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, let's turn code Tuesday, it's 11th day of April, 2023.
I won't need the crazy go. I've not really looked at him.
Brother Hubert, we can hear your private conversation.
I don't know why, Andrew. I hit the right buttons, and it just don't want to do it, I guess. Hang on.
Well, don't worry about it. I'm just letting you know everybody can hear what you're saying.
All righty. Appreciate it.
Anyway, we're back to South Dakota and numerous other micro-broadcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, like I said, Tearing Coat Tuesday. It's the 11th day of April, 2023. It's 12:05 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 45 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 63 degrees today with a low of 33 and clouds, but it's warming up. Whether it stays in this mode, I mean, it could do anything at any time. I mean, I don't trust it one little tiny bit, but it certainly seems to be warming up. All righty, let's see what we got to mess with here today. I like this one here. All we're reading is trash, and all we're reading is diversion. We know what the fuck they're doing to us, and we know we ain't stopping it. As long as we keep that in mind, I guess we can look over this shit. Report, transgender in Georgia runs queer school, says most students are trans, by Corey Walker. Now, what's got me about this is the people who want their fucking children raised in a proper school, taught reading, writing, and arithmetic, and their personal values taught at home. Well, they ain't got no say in none of this. They ain't got no say in what the curriculum is going to be. But this fucking queer sets up their own fucking school, and they fucking do it. How's this working, people? How's this fucking working? If you're doing the queer fucking thing, the transgender fucking thing, the sick fucking thing, the perverted fucking thing, there's no rules. Of course there are no rules, because there's no law, because we haven't fucking enforced it. A transgender teacher in Georgia runs a school in which most students are reportedly trans and participate in political activism, according to the Insider. Now, right there should be enough for fucking arrests, fucking goddamn convictions, and fucking hangings, because they are advocating for an alternate form of government than this fucking country has. And this country does have a form of government. It's known as the fucking written, ratified, absolute, superior, supreme, unalienable, ratified by the people's representatives law of December 15, 1791, saying, which is being pissed all over. But man, something like this, I mean, like I said, these big, huge scoreboards, man, no, you ain't got no say in what your kid says. But this transgender motherfucking queer fucker, he can fucking set up a school just for fucking queers. That's weird. Participate in political activism, according to the Insider. The Canby runs a, Tia Canby runs a queer-centered micro school where most students are between the age of 11 and 17, Insider reported at this school. Students are active in LGBT politics, LGBT, ABC, and NBC. Fuck them, son of a bitches. You fuckers are outside the fucking law, and you know it. Fuck your corporate policy that says you can be queers. Fuck your corporate policy that says you can rape children. You're going to fucking pay for that. You're going to stand up and you're going to fucking explain it to a common law court where you cannot rape fucking children. Where the parents have the absolute ultimate say over their children. The state ain't got a fucking thing to say about it. No, not the state, excuse me, the corporation. Shove your corporation up your queer ass. As a trans teacher of mainly trans students, I make sure they understand the state of the of trans rights in Georgia and understand that the bill will take away their right to gender-affirming health care. If it's a bill and it's fucking for policy, it never was fucking law, and it never will be fucking law, and it ain't fucking law, and you know it. Canby said, according to the Insider, the students at Canby School added protests together, according to attended protests together, according to Insider. At parents at protests, I have stood shoulder to shoulder with my students as we have been called slurs and told that we are going to hell. Canby told the outlet, "No, you are a fucking freak." And you're going to the fucking gallows for fucking raping fucking children, for being, for fucking, fucking with nature, you fucking sick son of a bitch. You have no such a fucking authority. And you couldn't have, you fucking communist piece of shit. Gays Against Groomers, a political activist organization of gays and lesbians that protests the indoctrination of children into gender ideology, slam Canby School. It's a groomer school. Gays Against Groomers tweeted somebody. This isn't just some random public school with a blue-haired weirdo who hangs a queer flag in their classroom. The school was opened with the sole purpose of grooming children into queer politics. It is re-education camp in America. 2023, Gays Against Groomers added. Yeah, there's got to be some kind of fucking gay. No, the fucking gays, there's like five of you motherfuckers. You know they ain't fucking, you ain't got the hordes. You know these son of a bitch and transgender pricks have been coming out and fucking getting tough and shooting people. Treat them like a fucking man. Treat them like a fucking man. They pull out a pistol, blow their fucking head off. They step up, knock them out. That's all that's left. Anyway, there you have it. I mean, if you want a fucking queer school, hey, man, better stay out of their fucking way. You know, this thing that we're going to attack. Hey, attack me, you cocksuckers. You pieces of shit. You fucking mental defects. Only protect, attack people. I mean, God, who would you attack being a fucking scumbag like that? I read the CBDC's Threaten Americans' Core Freedoms, Cato Institute by Tristan Green. A report from the Cato Institute argues that a United States government-issued central bank digital currency, or CBDC, would usurp the private sector and threaten citizens. I'm not a citizen. Reverency and core freedoms continue. Core freedom, is it money? Is money, is that what freedom is? I mean, you can take a fucking goddamn pig and fucking put lipstick all over the son of a bitch, it's still a fucking pig. The U.S. government is investigating the creation of CBDC, essentially a digital dollar that would be backed by the Federal Reserve. See, here you got a federal dollar. Well, that means it's a corporation, because it is a corporation, because the Federal Reserve is not a fucking American institution. show me even in the phony ass goddamn first fucking constitution where they were allowed to have fucking central fucking banks from another fucking country running our goddamn money system, when we were supposed to have gold and silver. We were supposed to have a currency with no fucking debt attached to it so that we could access our own fucking resources, because they were for us. Because our goddamn ancestors won them. They captured them in war. And it's time to fucking do it again. The Institute mints no words in the phrasing of the report's ultimate takeaway, stating that CBDCs should have no place in the American economy and that Congress should explicitly prohibit the Federal Reserve. Congress and the federal, I mean, the mixing of these fucking private fucking goddamn organisms. That's a private fucking bank owned by Rothschilds. What the fuck is it doing talking to our Congress? What the fuck is our well, it ain't our Congress, that's why. It's because it's a bunch of fucking goddamn communist boards, and they need to be fucking removed for fucking with yesterday. American economy, and that Congress could explicitly prohibit. Yeah, Congress is shit. You're the same son of a bitches. When you step out of your congressional fucking goddamn seat, you step right into a CEO position. We know what the fuck you are. We're playing these, I mean, these fucking articles are just fucking goddamn kids play. You fucking think people are this fucking stupid? Well, they ain't. The primary arguments against the development of a government-issued CBDC, according to the Cato Institute, includes fears over tracking and control, destabilization of the free market, and cybersecurity. I mean, goddamn, how far have we fucking sunken? I mean, God, shit, you take 40 years ago, man, fucking garbage like this would have been called what it is, garbage, and the communists that was trying it would have been whipped out of fucking town, and you know it. It's us allowing it. The private sector is not immune either, but it does have the distinct advantage of being more decentralized than the federal government. Writes the author of the report, which continues, whereas an IRS branch puts all 333 million Americans at risk, a breach of at a private financial institution would only affect a fraction of citizens. Put it on a goddamn computer, and I'm trying to act like there's some kind of something backing it. There's nothing backing it but a fucking lie. I mean, fuck. These privacy concerns could extend beyond the United States, as some 60% of global financial liabilities and claims are demonetized in U.S. dollars, and according to the Federal Reserve. It's unclear at the time if and when the United States, the fucking corporation, they'll call themselves, I mean, it's just like the goddamn COVID-19 or coronavirus, they'll call it one thing. Fuck you, Goebbels. You think we can't sort out a few fucking words in our mind? You're not dealing with goddamn Chinese, you stupid pricks. Although the Federal Reserve FedNow service, a state-operated instant transaction banking portal, it is scheduled to go online in July. We just keep fucking pushing. I'll tell you what, when I can't get food or something, I'll get food and something. I'll get whatever I fucking need. I mean, goddamn it, they tried the Volstead Act, and look at the fucking, I mean, that was just liquor. And look at the goddamn black market that created, a black market beyond black markets. And they did it on purpose so they could arm the fucking FBI against the fucking law. They're not supposed to have any goddamn jurisdictional authority over us. None whatsoever. Per a previous report from Cointelegraph's Braden Lindria, the ongoing discussion on Capitol Hill remain a hot-button issue for some, with congressmen and Republican Party majority Tom Emmer calling CBDCs potentially dangerous, huh? fuck we're in. Oh, here we go. Oh, wait a minute. I got to get scared. I'm scared. It's dangerous. More dangerous things around me for both individual users and the government's political opponents. My God, this is just trash. Fucking trash, man. It's all these son of a bitches are. Hey, the goddamn original lie. The original lie was fucking minted gold and silver. Debt-free fucking currency for the people of the United States, the American nationals, to access their resources and become fucking comfortable and fucking live happy lives, you lying son of a bitches. And you let them go to this fucking extent and you don't even do anything about it. Here's a transgender stabbed Portland taxi driver to death on Easter by Andy Nogo. But I can see no way to get to it or go how to go to it. But hey, here's another. They're having these days. They're doing like the Black Lives Matter thing, you know. Let's go out and kill some. Come kill me, you fucking son of a bitch. I want to see when you fucking bitches or bastards that think you're a bitch or when you bitches that think you're a bastard. Bring it on. Splatter your ass. There's fucking 10 of you in this whole fucking country. We know what the fucking numbers are. They're doing this fucking because they could find 10 fucking sickos. And they're already fucking sickos. All 280 fucking of them. Sickos. The Dalai Lama is a creepy asshole by Katlyn Johnson. And it shows him kissing a little boy on the mouth. Why not? There is a really gross video going around of the Dalai Lama kissing a young boy on the lips and telling him to suck his tongue while an adult audience looks on approvingly. A tweet from Tibet Net last month shows a video clip of the Tibetan spiritual leader with the child and says the encounter took place during his, quote, meeting with students and members of the M3M Foundation. I see everything. I mean, I don't give a fuck what it is. Corporate. Corporate, corporate. We're not supposed to have a corporate fucking goddamn planet. We're not supposed to live under no corporations. These corporations have to fucking go, every one of them, and the fucking monarchies. Fuck other people. You don't have a right to my life, you son of a bitches. It's mine. So Tibet's clip cuts out the sexual inappropriate part of the encounter. Continue reading. Here's a hyperlink. Oh, I can't do that right now. You guys can go look at the hyperlink if you want and watch the sick shit happen. The Dalai Lama has raised eyebrows after kissing a young Indian boy on the lips and asking him to suck his tongue at a recent event. Oh, why not? Footage of the bizarre interaction with which occurred last month during an event for India's M3M, whatever the hell that is, foundation, non-governmental. And here we are with it crammed in our fucking face. No, get it the fuck out of here. Are you fuckers that fucking perpetrated it? Well, fucking eat fucking lead, you motherfuckers. Get that out. The leader of Tibetan Buddhism, Tenzin Jagasto, was hosting students and members of the Freedom of the Foundation at his temple in, Shila, I don't give a fuck what it is. Fuck you in your goddamn foreign words. India, where he lives in exile. In the video, the boy approaches the microphone and asks, can I hug you? The 87-year-old says, okay, come and come. And invites him on stage. The Dalai Lama motions to his cheek and says, first here. And the boy gives him a hug and kiss. He holds the boy's arms and turns him saying, then I think fine here also, as he points to his lips. The spiritual leader then grabs the boy's chin and kisses him on the mouth as the audience laughs. And suck my tongue, the Dalai Lama tells the boy, sticking out his tongue. they press their foreheads together, and the boy briefly pokes out his tongue before backing away as the Dalai Lama gives him a playful slap on the chest and laughs. Yeah, that's real fucking funny. What is it with power adjacent clergymen and child molestation anyway? Because all the sick fucks got to get, I mean, they think they can get away with it, I reckon. As Michael's Parenti noted in 2003, sexual abuse was commonplace in the tyrannical environment of feudal Tibet, over which the 14th Dalai Lama would still preside had it not been forcibly annexed by the People's Republic of China in the 1950s, while the slogan of Free Tibet has long been used as a propaganda by the West against China, particularly, and against communism generally. The truth of the matter is that Tibet has quantifiably a far more tyrannical and oppressive place to live back when it was supposed to be free. I have no fucking doubt about it. They lied about every fucking thing else. Why not? I went to see the Dalai Lama a long time ago when he came to speak at Melbourne, and I remember what stood out the most for me was how completely lacking in depth or profundity it was. As someone with an intense interest in spiritual and enlightenment, I always found it perplexing that someone so highly regarded in the circles I moved in had nothing to say on such matters besides superficial Sesame Street level remarks about being nice and trying to make the world a better place. Probably no one alive today is more commonly associated with Buddhism and spiritual awakening and Western consciousness than the Dalai Lama. Yet everything I've ever read or heard from him has stuck me as unskillful, unhelpful, and vapid when compared to the words of other spiritual leaders. The confusing discrepancy cleared up after I got into political analysis and learned that the Dalai Lama is probably not someone who should be looked to for spiritual guidance and is actually far too messed up inside to have accomplished much inner development as a person. Take an interview he did back in September 2003, a solid 6 months after the invasion of Iraq. The Dalai Lama told AP that he believed the United States invasion of Afghanistan was perhaps some kind of liberation that could protect the rest of civilization. It was the U.S.'s brutal intervention in Korea, and that the U.S. invasion of Iraq was complicated and would take more time before its morality could be determined. Shit! What fucking morality? There was no yellow cake uranium. It was a goddamn genocide. You can't figure that out, spiritual leader? That one, whatever your god is, didn't tell you that? Iraq war is too early to say right or wrong. Fuck you. Wrong. Fuck you, Dalai Lama. You're a fucking kid molester, you fucking prick. And you're wrong. That was genocide. And we're fucking right in this country. We are harboring the fucking international criminals who perpetrated that goddamn genocide, aren't we? You piece of shit. This is primarily someone with a broken moral compass. These are basic bare minimum assessments that any normal person with any degree of psychological and emotional health can quickly sort out for themselves, and still winds up basically on the same side of these issues as some of the worst people on earth. We got here Catlin Johnson. I used to think it odd that the Dalai Lama has nothing to offer but vapid kindergarten pop spirituality than I learned he was a well-paid CIA agent for many years. Probably fucking was. Probably fucking is. But I guess that's about the best anyone could expect from a literal CIA asset. His administration received $1.7 million a year from the Central Intelligence. That's for me and you. From the Central Intelligence. Fucking rape kids. Central Intelligence Agency through the 1960s. And it's reported that he himself personally received $180,000 a year from the CIA for decades. Did you? It's your fucking country, and you're paying fucking perverts $180,000 a year to molest kids? Why the fuck not? From the New York Review books, my friends of Tibet and admirers of the Dalai Lama, who has always advocated nonviolence, believes he knew nothing about the CIA program. He believes it? He's not saying, I didn't know. I believe I didn't know. I don't know. I'm not sure here. I got a lot of money. But J-Lo, J-Do, that's what it looks like, Gaidu Thandup, one of the Dalai Lama's brothers, was closely involved in the operations and CIA Western John Kennedy Knauss, who took part in the operation, writes that Gaidu Thandup. See, fucking, it'd be nice to fucking report in fucking English. This kept his brother, the Dalai Lama, informed of general terms of the CIA support, according to the Knauss. Starting in the late 1950s, the agency paid the Dalai Lama $15,000 a month. Those payments came to an end in 1974. I don't know if I want to just go, yeah, I got a little bit here. The CIA is easily the most depraved institution in the world today, so it would be reasonable to expect the moral development of someone so intimately involved with it to be a bit stunted. 10 or 15 years ago, it would be a surprise to me to learn that I would one day type these words, but it turns out the Dalai Lama is a real asshole. It's rare to find a spiritual teacher who has expanded their consciousness inwardly enough to have useful things to say about enlightenment and of those who do. It's extremely rare to find one who has also expanded their consciousness outwardly enough to discuss world events from a place of wisdom and understanding as well. The Dalai Lama is as far from this as you could possibly get. He has lived his life in cooperation with the most unwise institutions on earth, and he is less inwardly developed than most people you might pass on the street. People should stop looking up to this freak. Update: the Dalai Lama has issued a statement on the suck my tongue incident. Here it is in full. A video clip has been circulating that shows a recent meeting between a young boy asked his when a young boy asked His Holiness the Dalai Lama if he could give him a hug. His Holiness wishes to apologize to the boy and his family, as well as the many friends across the world, for the hurt his words may have caused. His Holiness often teases people he meets in an innocent and playful way, even in public and before cameras. He regrets the incident. So do all them fucking Catholic priests that raped all them fucking kids and never served a fucking day in jail for it. Never had to pay one fucking goddamn nothing, not a parking ticket. Raping kids. Here's your fucking goddamn son of a bitches that need to be gotten rid of. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
A marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. Our fighters are one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, rocks will swing, shining armor, piercing ring. Houses run with a powder shield.
the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time. And of course, that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrai, a good old fucking war song back when people fucking knew what war was and they weren't a bunch of fucking pussies too afraid to fight it. That's all I can figure. Where were we here? Oh, the Dalai Lama giving his sweet kiss to the goddamn little kitties. Okay, we got Russian activists document sudden deaths among young athletes by Edward Slavisquat. And this is posted by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Since the start of the global genetic injection campaign, what the fuck's the difference? In 2021, media reports detailing the sudden deaths of athletes have gradually become part of the new normal. It's a worldwide phenomena, and Russia is no exception, according to How Many Must Die, a collaborative project launched by, we've got all of this in fucking uppercase, Stop Vaccine, Stop Panka, I don't know, and Ann Rudnev's Raise Awareness Channel. Well, let's see what this is about. On April 3rd, the group published a list of young Russian athletes who had died suddenly. Many are very young, 18, 19, 21. Years old. In some cases, the press openly wrote that the deceased were vaccinated and suspected a casual relationship between the poison and the death, huh? A relationship between vaccination and death. It may, in many cases, there is no information about the vaccination, but it is known that also all professors or professions, I'm sorry, were subjected to coercion, and athletes also needed to travel abroad. So it was forced on them, and they're dying from it because they were stupid enough to put something before their fucking lives. But I'd have told them to fuck off. You got no goddamn team. Without more information, which the Russian health ministry refuses to provide because in their own words, transparency may cause a negative attitude toward vaccination. We can't tell you the truth, because if you knew the truth, you wouldn't take the fucking shit, because you know it'd kill you. God damn. None of the listed cases could be described as conclusive, but several are extremely difficult to dismiss. I mean, I love the way they can play around the fucking guy. A muddy elephant. I mean, they can squirm underneath because they're worms. They can squirm underneath its leg, around it, and through it, up its ass and out its nose and fucking everything. And squirming around it. How many fucking people have to die? Well, I guess that is up to the individual, I suppose. Victoria Plahuta, a 35-year-old power lifter, Paluta, a 35-year-old power lifter, was hospitalized on October 28, 2021, 8 days after getting vaccinated. He died a week later, purportedly of pneumonia. You ought to see this guy, man. He is worked out all his fucking, I mean, he's a fucking athlete. He should be the hardest guy to kill you could fucking imagine. Gregory Mayarinka, 22, a hurdler and member of Russia's national team, died during a training session on May 24, 2021. Local media reported he perished from a blood clot that may have formed from a previous coronavirus infection. No, of course it did. Of course that's what it was. Anything but the fucking death shot you gave him to kill him. Or the people fucking your typhoid Marys out there spreading it fucking through the fucking shedding like a goddamn aerosol. You fucking cocksuckers, you think you've done with this shit. I'm telling you, you've killed people. When you've killed people, you make fucking enemies. Whether you realize it or not, and there are some real fucking enemies out there, you're going to find it out. A month later, a blood clot took the life of 30-year-old Maxim Ishkadin, a member of Russia's national hockey team. The athlete died almost instantly, Russia media reported. There were details of the sudden death of a 30-year-old hockey player. Here we'll read them. Mid-fighter of Russian national team all these fucking foreign words, I hate them. Ishkadin died at the age of 30, presumably due to a detached blood clot. The sports director of the Yenisei club in Surgery Laminov, a senior, reacted to the death of the player. When half the words are in another fucking language, which most of the goddamn words in this country, I went to town the other day. I had to. And I'm walking around, and I'm telling you, you listen, the Spanish is like three times more than the fucking English being spoken in this goddamn country. That's how infiltrated we fucking are, people. And we're sitting here in our
fucking... You're damn right, Henry.
Yep, you betcha, brother. We're infiltrated deeply, and we're just sitting here on our dead asses fucking watching it happen. Professional football.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, a buddy of mine, he does school, right? He does, like, in-school suspension, right? And you know what he told me? He said, man, to be honest with you, there's more Hispanic kids here than are Americans, than are any white kids or any black kids. There's more Hispanics in this school. And he said they have a special section now where they bring in a only speaking Spanish teacher, because some of them kids can't even speak English.
Land of the free, home of the brave. I guess we better determine whose fucking country this is. This is fucking bullshit. The official language. I mean, they start out with the goddamn immigration laws, which are just policies made by the fucking administrative admiralty, but they don't enforce them. They fucking do the opposite of enforce them. They pump the fucking goddamn invaders, the repopulation force is what it is, into this goddamn country. And we stand by and we fucking watch it. And then you're going to start seeing them gang up. Because if we American nationals can't seem to get together on 10 fucking articles, which are so fucking at a third grade level, These fuckers can stick together. I mean, they gang up and they fucking go in and take fucking $1,000 worth of shit and walk out the fucking door. Fuck you. I mean, goddamn, are the people in this country that really that goddamn spineless? Other young athletes have fallen victim to sudden heart attacks over the past 2 years. Of course, lots of things can cause blood clots and heart problems. Of course. I mean, there's just a plethora of them. That's why we're seeing a plethora of fucking goddamn people dying. These motherfuckers, that's the Jew way, ain't it? Fucking beat you with a stick and say, stop resisting. It's like a dog on a fucking goddamn cuffed person. These sick son of a bitch and Khazarian cocksuckers need to fucking be gone. Post-vaccination data published by Argentina shows Russia's flagship vaccine, I assume that's in parenthesis, I mean, it's in, yeah, quotation marks. Flagship vaccine is comparable to the AstraZeneca's injection in term of safety. Oh, they're wonderful. They're real fucking safe. That's why every day I can sit here and read articles about people dropping dead. And I know, I mean, I've got a nephew, a wife. How many people have you people lost? How many people have lost their goddamn loved ones that they won't come out and fucking do something about it? This is not very surprising if you are aware of the close collaboration between the Russian government and the British-Swedish farmer giant. No. They're not some corporations that are fucking pretending to be the representatives of their fucking people. No, I won't believe it. The Ministry of Health explained the reason for the refusal to publish information on the effectiveness and safety of vaccines. The Ministry of Health of Russia explained the refusal to disclose data from critical trials on vaccine against COVID-19 by the fact that this is a trade secret. It's a fucking trade secret how we kill you. And it cannot be made public without the consent of the developer. You just write anything down on a piece of bullshit fucking paper and you think it means something? I bet you they'll fucking tell us when we waterboard them. I bet we're going to find out who every one of these motherfuckers is, don't you? We have the right to fucking destroy these fucking people. They are in direct violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law ratified by we the people. Unalienable. Can't be taken. Can't be contracted away. Can't give it away. Unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Fuck you and what you write on a piece of paper. You'll get fucking lead for your problem, you fucking piece of shit. Meanwhile, students' deaths continue in Russia, and they aren't limited to athletes. On April 1st, Stopninka, a website that maintains an interactive map of suspected vaccine-related injuries, compiled recent news reports about Russia who had died suddenly, Russians who had died suddenly, I'm sorry. This is just a small fraction of the crisis, of the cases in recent days, but information is not entered into the map unless there is a confirmation that an injection was made. So if you get this from this, see what they're fucking doing. I've been watching this shit. They're trying to say, well, yeah, the injections are killing people. So are the fucking sheddings, you son of a bitches. See, this is like they're going to, like Agent Orange, they're going to try and back away from it. The goddamn platelets that you fucking cocksuckers who are gutless, stupid, fucking morons, and take that fucking shot. You are killing other people, and you're going to be held fucking accountable for it. Make no fucking mistake. You want to stick a pistol to your own fucking head, it ain't none of my goddamn business. But when you're going out and you're fucking playing the part of aerosol to poison fucking people by the fucking goddamn millions, and I guarantee you, if we knew the true fucking figures of what this shit has killed, we would maybe the people of this world would rise up and squish this tiny little pod of fucking pricks, of fucking pedophiles, a fucking Khazarian pieces of shit, and remove them from this planet. This planet will never know peace. This planet will never know fucking joy anymore. We'll never know fucking fun anymore. Because of a handful of pricks that we, I don't know, why won't we kill them? I don't get it. Meanwhile, sudden deaths continue. I'll kill my share. But you got fuckers that got to step up. I'm not going to be the fucking guy that steps up for the 19th fucking time and then sees everybody beating fucking feet and I'm the only one that fucking dies. Then you can talk about that for another 5 years while you're taking it up the ass. On April 1st, Stopninka, a website. Okay, we did that. Russia recorded natural population decline of more than 1 million people in 2021. Natural, really? A loss of life that surpasses even the darkest years of the 90s. Yeah, it sounds kind of suspicious, doesn't it? The government response, that's a trade secret. What do they got to say to you? Well, no, we are, no. We're reading this. I mean, we have every fucking reason to destroy these son of a bitch because they're trying to kill us. We have the right to try to kill them before they kill us. That's a natural fucking right. These are fucking monsters. They want to, they are coming to kill you with malice in their heart. And it is, and you have the right to blow them out of their fucking socks to save your own fucking life. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they claimed in the fucking Declaration of Independence, which was a fucking, it was a fucking sham fucking document for the fucking elite. But still, I guess you're down to life. I guess that's what we're down to, because they've stolen the fucking property. They are fucking running fucking amok, and the people aren't doing jack shit to do anything about it. Putin hopes for favorable conditions for vaccination against COVID-19 in the world in 2021. The president called vaccination against coronavirus an extremely important task. You bet it is. It's going to decide whether you fucking hang or not, isn't it? The people need to fucking rise up. I don't get you. We outnumber them. Grossly outnumber them. We have the weapons. But we will not fucking do it. Why? Will I have to go just take my own licks and then die? And then you fucking people can talk, you know, just like, what the hell is his name? Cooper. What the hell was his first name?
Bill Cooper.
Bill Cooper, thank you. Just like Bill Cooper. He fucking told you the fucking truth, and he fucking... They killed him on his fucking porch. And so what? He's dead. He ratted Alex Jones out about a week before that for the fucking sham, fucking goddamn two-faced fucking treasonous bastard he is. Bill Cooper, has anybody avenged him? Has anybody avenged the Branch Davidians? Has anyone avenged the fucking the Weavers? Has anybody done a goddamn thing? What about goddamn Lavoy Finnegan? Anybody avenged him yet? Oh, we're gonna. Man, I could listen to that for 30 fucking years. When the day comes. If I had a dollar for every time I heard that fucking phrase, when the time comes. When the time comes. When the time comes, it'll be, well, we'll be caught up into this fucking thing. We'll be deep enough into it till maybe we'll get a live, but you fuckers are finished. You know what? Fuck you. The day has come and gone, and we haven't done a goddamn thing. None of you's done a goddamn thing. Well, some of you have. I take that back. Some people have done a goddamn thing. But you're never going to hear about it. The people who are fucking doing shit, they're not, I mean, they're doing it smart. I'll give them that. But we need to go after the head of the fucking snake. We need to put a scare into these motherfuckers that'll send them to the goddamn airports that we're going to close so they can't get the fuck out of here. And we need to start fucking taking care of business. If we do not, we will lose this fucking country. We will lose it to goddamn cowardice. We will lose, not ignorance. No, I don't want to hear fucking ignorance from nobody. There's not, nobody could be that fucking stupid. It will be lost through cowardice. Because you put your own fucking goddamn well-being above your fucking liberty and freedom for your children and your fucking progeny. And that's, you know, that was kind of a growing phenomenon as the fucking time passed, since the people who had the balls to go out and fight and get that goddamn Bill of Rights existed and died and lost their families, lost their farms burned, fought like goddamn savages to get it. And you just fucking handed her away, didn't you? Oh, man, I don't know what to tell you guys. That's about as all I can fucking stand for the day. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, we know what we're doing. We know what we're looking at. And raise hell about people, I'm not raising hell about you trenchers. I know you people are ready to fucking fight. And you will fight, but you're not going to do it for fucking, you're not going to do it for the goddamn theology. You're not going to do it for the goddamn corporate motherfuckers in a corporate fucking goddamn militia. Because every one of those militias is fucking corporate. They have to be, because they're part of the, they say, well, they're in control of the governor and the president. No, there is no governor. There is no fucking president. There are CEOs of corporations. And so they are corporate fucking Tories, plain and fucking simple. Just stay fucking ready. That's all you can fucking do, because you're amongst too many fucking idiots But when they come, man, you give them hell. You fight until there's no fight left in you. You fight to your last breath. You let those motherfuckers know what an American national is, and that is the word from the trenches. Yeah, I'm gonna be ready to do that.
Here I come.